The conversation started yesterday on the Lisa Dent Show about washing checks. I thought that was the most absurd thing until somebody sent me a YouTube video and I see how it's done. And we have several texts from people who have been victims of this scam. So we thought we'd reach out to Mac Julian, president of the National Association of Letter Carriers. Mac, thanks for jumping on with us. We talked to a criminologist yesterday who's studied this, and he placed a good amount of the blame on the United States Postal Service. How do you feel about that?
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks, Lisa, for having me on. I'm not surprised. I do believe there's probably some more things that we can do to, better protect the mail and, of course, our members, the letter carriers out there. I think that we could have prevent a lot of this. Yes.
How do we prevent it? And if you know how, I hope they listen to you because people want it to come to an end.
Well, it won't eliminate it 100%, but, one of the things that we've been concerned about was the proliferation of a lot of what we call cluster boxes throughout the city. And we know the Postal Service have encouraged this with new development, that they have these mailboxes outside. I see them outside of townhomes. I see them in strip malls and even on some residential blocks, where as opposed to going door to door, the letter carrier is delivering the mail to these cluster boxes, and the customer actually have to come out and get it. This makes it more publicly accessible. But with that kind of more so addresses the issue of stolen credit cards and to a smaller extent the checks. But of course, with this check washing, they target more the blue boxes out there on the streets. I think the Postal Service, they have a plan in place, and for the most part, if followed effectively, it kind of renders, this whole ordeal of robbing our members as I said, high risk, low reward, because what happens is they will, they'll change a lot of these keys. They'll change a lot of the locks once the keys are stolen from a particular zone.
Right. Mac Julian is the president of the National Association of Letter Carriers, and you did mention two things there, keeping the mail secure, but also keeping your letter carrier secure, because there have been times where people are accosting them to steal keys.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, that for us is of utmost importance. A lot of our members are wondering, if that's the case with the Postal Service, as we've reached out to them to try to work with them in terms of, coming up with some kind of resolution, or at least alerting our members as to what's happening when these crimes are happening, that, they would appreciate knowing, even though they are, to the most part, cognizant of their surroundings, always on guard. But, in the past 2 months, since roughly about the middle of August, we've had 24 robberies of city carriers in the Chicago area. And this includes Broadview as well as Evanston, which is under our purview. So 24 robberies, 13 of which involve arrow keys. And when it's with the arrow keys, it's at gunpoint.
My gosh. So
yeah.
Is there a proliferation of these cluster boxes that we see outside of apartment buildings or townhomes or shopping centers? Because the idea was to cut back on staff and save money.
Yeah, basically that was it. In fact, the Postal Service was very vocal in public about this, I want to say almost a decade ago, when they were considering cutting back delivery days to four days a week, eliminating weekends and going to more cluster boxes. Of course, when the customers was aware of this, there was a backlash, and they said, well, no, we wouldn't do this in an urban area like Chicago. But of course, they have been encouraging this. They haven't been doing it, but they have definitely been encouraging this. And it does not improve the service to our customers. So that's why we're working with the city council to put an ordinance in place that would limit a lot of these publicly accessible cluster boxes.
And Mac, you know, people are pointing to the Postal Service that maybe people are working on the inside. I got a text here. Since October of 2020, my company has had 27 checks totaling over $80,000 that were sent to us by customers but never arrived. They were all stolen, altered, cashed fraudulently. And this person goes on to say that it seems like our local USPS branch is running a criminal enterprise. And that's the perception when these things aren't taken care of, so to speak.
Well, what it appears in the reality in this instant case is two different things, because if it was more of an inside job, then these thieves would not be finding the need to, you know, rob our members at gunpoint out there on the street. You know, it's so surprising to us who work for the Postal Service, because we respect the work of our Postal Inspection Service. We know what they're capable of. So inside jobs like that, they get that stuff right away. I mean, it's not worth it. The Postal Inspection Company, the Postal Inspection Service, you know, they're, as we say, they're no company cops. These are federal agents, and they are good at what they do. And because, you know, I believe these thieves are not finding the necessary help within the Postal Service, they're just taking matters into their own hands and, you know, not taking in consideration that they're, you know, impeding the delivery of U.S. mail, which is, you know, a crime in itself, but also robbing federal employees, Postal Service. So, you know, there's a lot at stake for those who are committing this. And no,
well, look, I just wanted you to address it, because if people are thinking it and they're asking me, you certainly want to hear it from someone like you. Mac Julian is the president of the National Association of Letter Carriers. So what happens next? Do your carriers need security? Do they need police escorts? How do we keep them safe?
Well, you know, some have asked for that, you know, that they, and look, we tell them all the time that you do not have to do anything that you do not feel safe. We've said before, when we had a carrier shot a couple years ago, like, we do rain, snow, sleet and hail, but we don't do bullets. Hell, we did COVID, but we're not doing this ultra, all this violence out there on the streets. And if our members are not safe, then of course the domino effect is that a lot of our customers will not be receiving mail. We're just asking the Postal Service to work with us to alert our members. They've been reluctant to do that. We really haven't had a relationship or a conversation with the Postal Inspection Service. They feel that they have this, you know, all wrapped in their hands, that they know what they're doing. But our members don't feel as confident about that. So we have a member, we have a general membership meeting tonight. So I'll hear from them right here at our union hall, as our step forward, you know, what we need to do moving forward. But we would hope that the Postal Service will work with us, and, you know, we're asking the city, the Chicago Police Department, everyone, even our customers, just be on lookout for postal employees when we're out there on the street, just trying to deliver mail, trying to do our jobs, because we have families as well.
Absolutely. We got it. And I hope you'll jump back on with us and share some of the details of what your members are telling you and hopefully what the United States Postal Service is doing about it. We appreciate your time, Mac.
No problem, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
It's a Thank You Thursday. We have thanked postal carriers in the past. This week, it's pharmacy workers and pharmacists themselves. We'll do that next. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.